into that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, and for the first half hour, the views of Charlie Brown, who is an attorney, who is bringing legal action because of the Mercury in Amalgam, which is, in fact, his website is www.toxicteeth. Mr. Brown, thank you very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, good to be talking to you out there in California.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing and how you're trying to get people to understand that we're being poisoned by dental amalgams?
We are indeed. The major component of dental amalgam is mercury. We call it mercury fillings or mercury amalgam. The pro-mercury forces led by the American Dental Association call it silver fillings to deceive us, to deceive the pregnant women who are trying to avoid mercury, to deceive the parents who are trying to prevent any toxin going into their children's bodies and affecting their brains, their neurological development. The partners of the ADA, I'm sad to say, are the taxpayer-funded U.S. Food and Drug Administration, who instead of protecting us from this toxin, blesses it through a series of, frankly, illegal steps that we are now challenging in the U.S. courts.
Now, my understanding is that there was a hearing recently back in Washington, D.C., where a number of people came and spoke, and I've read it, and my understanding is that this panel that was actually put together by the FDA actually came out and said that they were concerned about the danger of dental amalgam. What's the background?
Yes, the FDA assembled two scientific panels, and usually they assemble them carefully. They only want yes men and yes women on that panel. They orchestrated it by presenting them a white paper, by going to the press before the meeting, and the press duly, the establishment press, they happily wrote whatever FDA told them to and said, oh, it's safe, and then the panel convened. It was supposed to be a fait accompli, but the evidence was so compelling from a number of many injured folks from mercury fillings, just an incredibly talented group of folks, also physicians and dentists and other health professionals. And this panel listened to the evidence and decisively rejected the white paper, decisively rejected the FDA staff position that mercury fillings are safe. This was actually two scientific panels, one on neurology, one on dentistry. They decisively rejected not only the FDA conclusion, but the FDA methodology was rejected on a 13-7 vote. And the staff has responded by never reconvening the panel. In September, even though the panel should be coming back to make a recommendation, the staff has decided that even the scientists are going to be shut out of this. Even the FDA-appointed scientists will be shut out because the bureaucrats have their agenda, and that's to keep mercury fillings on the market.
Well, now tell me about your lawsuit, because I think it's so important. If we can't get this thing taken care of any other place, we've got to go to the courts, and we're going to need lawyers. And we always make fun of lawyers, but I'll tell you what, they certainly did a good job with the tobacco. And we're hoping, of course, that you're going to be able to do as good a job with the amalgam. Where do we stand with your lawsuit?
Doctor, the court ruled on Friday, the U.S. Court of Appeals, in our first round lawsuit, that we didn't have that the court didn't have jurisdiction. The court didn't have the legal authority to get to the merits, and they're sending us to the U.S. District Court. However, the court provided the framework. And the framework is bad news for the FDA.
All right, fine.
The court said that the FDA could not approve the amalgam under a substantial equivalence test, substantially equivalent to something else. They're doing that. We're writing a letter to FDA right away. The FDA itself paid an enormous price in its own brief, because in its presentation to the court, that five times in its legal briefs, FDA admitted they don't know if this stuff is safe or not.
Hold that thought right there.
Sure, I will.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And, of course, our guest this afternoon is Charlie Brown. And Charlie Brown is an attorney who's taken it upon himself to actually help everybody. And, of course, it's really one of the most important cases that's ever been. Now, we are being poisoned with mercury. I mean, it's one of the most toxic substances known to man. The dentists have been putting it in our mouth for many years in the form of dental amalgam, telling us that these were silver fillings. They are not. And, of course, there has been recently a panel convened by the FDA, PACT, to be sure that the opinion of the panel would be favorable to the FDA and to the American Dental Association, and that they would give clearance to the amalgam. It's perfectly safe. And the panel, and the impartial panel, hearing the evidence, said, we don't think the amalgam is safe. Well, Mr. Brown then had taken just this last Friday a case to a court. And would you please repeat what you just said? Because we brought two listeners on. You were saying that in the FDA brief, they actually admitted they didn't know whether the amalgam is safe. What's this all about?
FDA repeatedly said five times they don't know. They said there is a lack of conclusive evidence regarding the health effects of mercury fillings. I'm quoting constantly changing scientific evidence. I'm quoting, there's complex issues and intense disagreement about the scientific evidence concerning mercury and its health effects, and the complexity of the issue and the lack of conclusive scientific evidence on the health effects of dental amalgams. Now, in reading that, that would be a nice issue if we were talking about a forum or a college classroom, Dr. Stan, but the FDA is charged with protecting us. So the FDA has decided, A, we don't know if mercury fillings are safe, but B, we're going to let dentists put them in any pregnant woman, any child, and by the way, these are now low-income and minority folks mainly, in the country. We don't care. It's as if they said, well, we don't know if this Pfizer drug is safe or not, so we're going to let it go to anybody until we can make up our minds. That is the opposite of what the Food and Drug Administration by law is supposed to do.
In other words, they have to be sure that something is safe before they allow it.
Right.
They know how dangerous it is.
Yes, it's outrageous. They don't know if it's safe, but they're not going to lift a finger to give a warning.
And, of course, the thing is, the ADA has a vested interest in this. In fact, in the years past, they used to hold a patent on that. Do they have any financial advantage at the present time to conceal the truth from the people? Hold that thought. We'll just bring our other stations on board right about now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest is Charlie Brown, and he took the case to the court, and of course, last Friday, the decision came down that the case was going to have to be heard by a higher, now is that a higher court or a lower court you're going to?
They said it would be should be heard by a lower court.
All right, fine. But the ADA, pardon me, the FDA said they didn't know whether it was safe or not. So they were going to leave the mercury in the amalgam, and they don't need to do this. Why is the ADA so intent upon covering up the truth about the very real danger of mercury toxicity in pregnant women, in children, and the population as a whole? Certainly we know that if you have Alzheimer's disease, you will have four times as much mercury in your brain as the normal brain. Alzheimer's disease is dramatically on the rise, and the FDA and the CDC and the EPA said, hey, we have no idea what it's all about, and we're certainly not going to try to find out. How could you be so callous and indifferent to human suffering? So why do you think they're doing this? Do you have any idea, Mr. Brown?
Dr. Stan, they were created as a mercury organization. They created that way. They may well fall on their sword that way. The auto industry just can't stop with that combustion engine. That's how Henry Ford did it, and that's how the foundation stone. The foundation stone of dentistry is mercury. Tragic but true. The ADA is terrified of liability. They know better at this point, but they're just wedded to it in a way that they have got to. They're either going to be destroyed or they're going to abandon mercury. And I don't know which they're going to do. I've asked them which way they want to go, and they basically have not answered.
Well, Chris, but this is having a disastrous effect on dental technicians. They have a much higher rate of abortion and of course, deformity, and even on the dentists. I mean, my understanding is that dentists have one of the highest rates of suicide of any profession.
They do, and it's the mercury exposure.
Right.
The ADA says it's the stress of putting in fillings compared to neurosurgery. I mean, come on now. It's the mercury. Mercury, I mean, think of the Mad Hatters, the people that are, work around Mercury. Anybody that works constantly around Mercury, a higher percent of those folks are going to have muscular problems, and dentists do. They're going to have neurological. They're going to have substance abuse problems, and dentists do more likely. And they're going to have neurological problems. And dentists have one of the highest rates of suicide in the nation, and it's the mercury.
How are we going to beat the dentists? I mean, the dentists really are on the front lines of this battle. They're the ones who are exposed to it. They're the ones who are, you know, by continuing to do this, I don't think that the average dentist would intentionally want to hurt their patients at all. They are simply being deceived by their leaders.
Well, they are hurting their staff, too. I think at some point people have to stand up. So I don't any longer cut any slack with the average dentist. I just don't. I did. I don't anymore. Because thousands of dentists have rejected the ADA dogma, the ADA ideology that's nonsensical, that's pseudoscientific, and thousands of dentists have walked away from it. And those dentists that have chosen to continue to put mercury in children, I don't have any use for them. I don't have any respect for them. And just for them to say the ADA says it's okay, well, you know, your mom and my mom probably said at some point, if your friend jumps off the cliff, don't you do it. And it's time they decided not to quit throwing their patients and their dental assistants off the cliff.
Well,
if they want to jump off.
Do we have any idea what percentage? I've heard, 10, 20% of dentists have given up putting mercury in?
Oh, it's higher than that now. It's closing in on 30. It probably is 30%. And probably another 30% hardly ever use it. They still use it. So we basically think it's about a one-third never use it, one-third use it very sparingly, and one-third use it as heavy users, and that's the drill, fill, and bill, the ones that are either lazy or run factory assembly lines in dentistry.
And, of course, it's pretty much easier to use the mercury than to use the ceramics. But you know,
that's why they do it. It's why they make more money per chair per day throwing in the mercury.
Well, now, when would you go to the next stage and the next court, and what can be done punitively as far as the FDA for allowing the poisoning of our children and our pregnant women and the American people?
We're going to lay all that in front of FDA now. We're writing them a letter and saying this is your month to voluntarily get rid of this stuff. April 2007, here's your chance. And we're laying it all out to them in a letter. So they can act voluntarily at this point, or they can, you know, basically destroy their own credibility as a regulatory agency for the American people. And again, like with the ADA, the choice is increasingly theirs. They tend to think that they can always withstand congressional heat, that they can always withstand media, they can always withstand lawsuits. Well, the combination and the whole grassroots rejection of FDA is going to add up to the point that there'll be a tipping point. There'll be a tipping point on mercury. That is, we could lose every battle, Dr. Stan, and we'll win the war, because at some point people are going to say, I'm not going to go to any dentist who uses mercury. I wish that day would come tomorrow, but it's going to come soon.
Is there any way of bringing a class action suit against the American Dental Association and dentists as a whole for putting this toxic substance into our people?
Well, some class action suits are beneficial and some aren't. Many times the class action lawyers are kind of sleazy guys.
I know they are.
Settle the case and get the money. So we've always been real careful. We've got to get a remedy. Tobacco had a good effect in a way, but in another way, it increasingly became about the money, and increasingly the states are walking away from their obligation to stop young people from smoking. We have one goal, and that's to end the use of mercury fillings, certainly for children and young women, but really for everybody. And that's our goal. And if it takes bringing down the ADA, crumbling, if it takes the ADA paying out $2 trillion, fine. If it takes the ADA paying not a nickel and nobody getting sued and it's over, that's fine. Our goal is the soonest possible end to mercury fillings.
Well, I'm glad to know what your motivation is, because I think it's a very noble one, because we have to stop this. They're poisoning the American people. They know that. The scientific studies are there. In fact, my understanding is in Sweden, the government won't pay at all to put a mercury filling in, where they have, of course, free dental care.
Right. And since the government's paying the bill, the government can decide what goes. And that's the advantage of a single-payer system. It can redirect the way health care is done, and that's true. You don't get reimbursed for a mercury filling in Sweden.
And, of course, other countries know what's going on. And of course, the big thing is the control of the media here, so we're really not getting the information out. Have you put out a press release? Have you gotten any coverage on the decision on your lawsuit last Friday?
The segmented press has been very interested. CNN actually did an interview Friday, CNN Radio. I talked to the Bureau of National Affairs today. I think it's going to get out in niche presses, and again, that will build to a much higher level. There's a CBS reporter that wants to do a story. She just got to be able to sell it to the top brass and sell it past the so-called health reporters, the people who are in there shilling for the ADA and the AMA.
And of course, this is one of the big things that the AMA, I mean, as a physician myself, I would hope that the AMA would be doing the right thing, but they're not.
No, their whole approach is professional courtesy.
Right.
You scratch our back, we'll scratch yours. And so the AMA is taken as an absolutely disinterest. And this is not new. I just read the book about the tobacco fight in your state, Doctor. It's called Tobacco Wars, and California, being ahead of the rest of the country, was doing things in the 90s that are just coming to the rest of the country in this decade on ending smoking in all restaurants and so on. But every time, every crunch time in the battle, the California Medical Association refused to help.
Well,
on paper, they were wonderful. They would never help when push came to shove in fighting and ending tobacco use.
Well, Chris, I was there. I'm a member of the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association. With Fred Field, every meeting we had, Dr. Field was, and he was as far to the left as I am to the right. But we got along great. Because he stood for something and I admired it, and I stood for something and he admired me. Very often here would be the extreme right and the extreme left at the various cocktail parties and things, sitting down and talking together and commensurating. And Fred Field led the battle within the California Medical Association against tobacco, and initially I opposed him. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought Fred Field's absolutely right. I should be right there with him, and so I was.
In our battle against mercury fillings, we have found that those on the right and those on the left have a lot more in common with each other than those in the center.
Because, of course, what we're talking about is poisoning the American people. That's what's so incredible about this.
And those who are skeptical of the status quo, which generally are people either on the left or the right, are our allies frequently. Those in the middle that like the way things are, the moderate Democrats, the moderate Republicans, they've been useless to us, useless.
Well, do you have a website where people could go and get more in the way of information?
Love to, yes, sir. It's toxicteeth.org, and our group is Consumers for Dental Choice. That's the organization I work for, Consumers for Dental Choice. It's toxicteeth.org, and that has all the FDA information. It has dentists that folks can find in many of the states around the country if you're looking for a mercury-free dentist, and that's the only kind of dentist I think people should go to. And it has other information, like links and links to the science and whatever, toxicteeth.org.
And, of course, would you like to just mention for a moment the danger of getting those fillings taken out by a dentist who does not understand the real danger and doesn't take the proper precautions?
Right, and you said it better than I could, Dr. Stan. The dentist that puts in the mercury and doesn't respect its toxicity should never be the one to remove it, because it is a traumatic process to get that out. Just like it's a terrible mistake to put it in, it's a trauma to take it out. You need vitamins. You need access to non-mercury in the air. You need another air source. You need to block your throat. You need a series. And I say, pump yourself up with vitamins, a lot of steps. And the mercury-free, the conscientious, trained, mercury-free dentist will give you that information, or a physician, a holistic physician will. And that's the steps you need to take before you get this horrible stuff out of your mouth.
And the thing is, you can actually get mercury toxicity from removing your fillings. You take them out. So be careful. Make sure you're going to a dentist who knows what they're doing. And we'll be back here in just a moment with Mr. Charlie Brown. Well, now, of course, how soon do you anticipate that the next phase will be if the FDA doesn't respond to your letter that you're sending them this week, and I suspect they won't, then when will you get to the next court?
I think in May. I'm having a sit-down dinner April 29th with some counsel, and we're going to try to, that's Sunday night, 2 weeks from now, to try to sit down, and we have to find plaintiffs. That's part of a problem. The courts have made it real tough for public interest cases to proceed. They've made standing a real issue, and we have to make sure we have the plaintiffs we need. This outstanding young man, I ought to give a pitch to him. He was a member of the California Dental Board. Kevin Biggers actually used to play NFL football, and he was a plaintiff, and he qualified, but he's no longer on the board. He was replaced. Schwarzenegger replaced him, so he was too good, so he couldn't stay on the board. And so we need somebody else, but he was one we had. So we have to find the right plaintiffs to go to court with.
Well, could you explain to me why you need a plaintiff? Certainly, you can't just go there on the basis of the fact that the scientific studies show that mercury is one of the most toxic substances. So why in heaven's name are we putting it in people's mouth where it's constantly venting from the teeth?
We could petition FDA without plaintiffs, but to have a lawsuit, the courts require what's called standing. They require somebody who is so harmed and so invested with the issue that they are a good representative for a fair fight in the courts, if you will.
All right, fine. So there's got to be someone. This gentleman who is on the dental board, how could he apply? Because would he say that he has been damaged himself by this, or is it?
Well, his ability to be a good dental board member was damaged because of the requirement under the Watson Law in California to write a fact sheet. He couldn't write a good fact sheet. He knew enough, but he didn't have the authenticity of the FDA, which he needed to make a good fact sheet. California patients are supposed to get a fact sheet about the toxicity of mercury. So he wasn't physically injured, but he was blocked from doing his job as a good dental board member.
Because of the FDA's position
saying that the FDA do nothing, yes.
And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's so vitally important that you understand that you can't trust government to protect you. I mean, here is a perfect example. The FDA has access to all of the information on mercury, and yet is still doing everything they can to allow it to continue to be utilized. And of course, this is disastrous. Could you tell us a little bit about the harm that mercury actually does to pregnant women and to children?
Harm can be permanent brain damage. That's many of the mothers and parents of children that Establishment Medicine says is autistic. They say, no, my child's mercury damaged. I suppose to a guy like me losing brain cells every day, that may not be so important, but to a child whose brain is developing, it's everything. If their brain is blocked from full development by the infusion of the mercury, that child is going to be, neurological development will be arrested. So it's horrible. There's also kidney damage in adults. I mean, mercury is what they call a xytotoxin, a word I didn't know until recently, X-Y-T-O toxin, which means it's toxic in the most minute amounts. There's nothing good about mercury. It isn't like a nutrient that if you take too much of it, it harms you. It always harms you, and for some people, it can be disastrous.
And, of course, this has been well-known for many years.
Oh, yeah.
And so why in heaven's name are they doing everything to block efforts to get the truth out to the American people and, frankly, lying to the American people about the safety hold right there, right now? Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Charlie Brown, who is a lawyer, and he is representing a group that is trying to get mercury out of dental amalgam, trying to do it away entirely with the dental amalgam, and he's actually had a court decision this last Friday, and although, of course, the case was sent back to a lower court, the significant thing was that the Federal Drug Administration admitted they don't know whether it's harmful or not. There's a lot of confusion about it. Well, if they don't know whether it's harmful or not, you would think that they would want to err on the side of protecting the people rather than on the side of the American Dental Association, which wants to continue putting this poison, this very, very dangerous poison into our people. And, ladies and gentlemen, you know it's toxic. We're being told, pregnant women are being told, oh, don't eat fish. My goodness, you know, there's mercury in it. Oh, be concerned about breathing air. There may be mercury in the air as a result of course, burning coal and for producing electricity. And on one hand, they tell us how terribly dangerous mercury is. On the other hand, they put it in the amalgam, and because I think one of the hardest things for people to believe is that's constantly being vented out of the tooth. Could you want to just touch on that for a moment?
Well, the mercury is just quite damaging, and its effect is permanent, and the use of it is just outrageous. As we've found, we've removed mercury from other uses. We've taken it out of thermometers. We've taken it out of the mercurochrome. We don't have mercurochrome for cuts and scrapes. It used to happen for teething powder, and it caused pink disease. It used to be, and it still is in mining to some extent, but not so much. I mean, all these other uses we've realized, but somehow the society is a little nervous about telling somebody named doctor to stop, as if the doctors have some transforming power to say, I can make it safe by putting my hands on it.
I can remember when I, first went into medicine, we always used to have mercurochrome and methylate, and you'd always put this on the skin, around, because it really killed all the bacteria. But, of course, the trouble was it was absorbed into the society. It absorbed into the system. And finally, the FDA said, this is so toxic, we can't put it on the skin.
Right.
It's too toxic to put on the skin, but it's all right to put into your mouth. Come on now, why is it too toxic to put on the skin? It has too many complications, but it's all right to put in your mouth. And it's constantly venting, and you can actually see some of the videos we have, and we hope we'll talk about those after a little later in the program, where you can actually see the pictures, and with a special screen that actually will show you the mercury, you can see what happens. When you take a tooth that's been in the mouth for 50 years and hold it in front of that screen, and then, of course, if you heat it up, it gets even worse. And it's so dramatic, they call it the smoking tooth, and you can actually see the smoke coming off of that, and it's constantly venting and constantly poisoning us with mercury. Well, certainly, how soon do you think this thing's going to come to a climax? Any ideas?
I think mercury fillings will be gone by the year. I think by the end of this year, we won't have them.
This will be an amazing accomplishment. If you can accomplish that, why? If you never accomplish anything else in your entire lifetime, this will be, of course, your mark on. It will help so many millions of people to live a more normal life.
Well, we got to do it. We're going to do it. It's been the work of a lot of people, certainly. I'm just one of many, many people that have worked hard and effectively on this battle. Dr. Stan and I very much appreciate you raising it to your listeners and keeping this in the public eye. And I urge people to write their congressman or congresswoman and senators and say, how can FDA not know whether it's safe and allow this still to be used in children? Go ahead and write your congressman tonight.
And please do. I mean, this will help Mr. Brown. Write to your congressman. Write to your local newspaper.
I mean, newspaper, too, absolutely. Write a letter to the editor.
And, of course, simply go up to www.toxicteeth.org. That's toxicteeth.org. Go to the website, get the information, pull it down, utilize that. The information is there. The scientific studies are there. I mean, they've done all sorts of things. They fill the teeth in sheep and use a radioactive mercury so they could find out where it went. Went right out of the fillings, right into the brain. And then we wonder why so many very young people, when they graduate from high school, they just can't compete competitively with students from other countries. Well, we have to let Mr. Brown go here. I was good enough to be with us for half an hour, but thank you so very much for being with us, and the best of luck to you. We'll be looking over your shoulder through prayer and your other supporters, and I just hope that you're successful. If we can get this out by the end of the year, it's going to be a great accomplishment.
Yes, sir, Dr. Stan. Let's go get them.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. God bless you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and now, of course, we have on the line Freya Carson. Freya works with Mr. Brown, and she's going to be with us the last half hour. Freya, are you there?
I sure am, and thank you very much for inviting both of us to be on your program.
Now, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Okay, fine. Well, tell us, why did you get involved in this battle?
I got involved in this battle because I'm one of those people Charlie Brown was speaking about. I wasn't informed that my silver fillings were actually 50% mercury and didn't find out until I was adversely affected, and I mean seriously affected. In 1998, I was struck with double vision suddenly walking out of the theater, and I waited several days, and it just kept getting worse and worse, and it was a condition I had never had before. And when I went to my optometrist, she became extremely alarmed and sent me to a neurologist who ran a battery of tests and an MRI in my brain, and I still had no idea what had happened. And when I went back to see him, he announced to me that I had multiple sclerosis or lupus, and I would be sick for the rest of my life, but he could fix my eyes up with prednisone. And I cried a lot, and then I just thought to myself, oh, no, I'm not going to have MS or lupus. I'm going to find out what did this to me. And I did. And I learned about it online because there was no doctor. I mean, the doctors have no clue that there's such thing as chronic mercury exposure from dental filling. And this is how I found out. I stayed online for about 20 hours a day for 5 days with an eye patch. And on the fifth day, I was in a discussion group on eye conditions. And a woman from England had written that she had MS for 10 years, and she heard about the possible connection between multiple sclerosis and mercury and silver dental fillings. And that was pretty much of a shock to me to learn that. But she went to have two fillings removed by a dentist who was not educated as to how to safely remove fillings. And that's what Charlie was speaking about. And you as well. The importance of having a mercury-free dentist remove your fillings. Somebody who's been educated has to safely remove them and has their dental office equipped with the necessary equipment to protect the patient and his staff, and himself, from the mercury vapors during the process.
Oh, you hold that thought. We'll be right back here with Frey up here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our Charlie Brown could only be with us for an hour. But now we have somebody who works very closely with him, Freya Koss. And Freya had actually been suddenly... a normal, healthy individual, and all of a sudden she began to develop all sorts of neurological problems and autoimmune problems and visual problems, and went to a doctor who said, well, you have multiple sclerosis and autoimmune disease, and you're going to be sick the rest of your life, but we can give you some cortisone drops for your eyes. And instead of simply accepting what she was told, she got up on the line and she began talking to people and chat groups across the world. And this is the wonderful thing about the Internet, is you can actually get the medical information you need there, and you can find out all sorts of things. And she learned about the mercury poisoning that so many people are experiencing from their dental fillings. Now, some people have dental fillings, and they do not have problems because they can excrete mercury. Other people certainly have enzyme differences. It's probably a congenital abnormality. They can't handle the mercury. It begins to build up. It gets into their brain. It gets into their kidneys. It creates all sorts of autoimmune diseases and fertility problems and neurological problems and visual problems. And you go to the doctor, he has no idea. I mean, you've already got neurological problems, and you must, you may even have some changes on your MRI. You must have multiple sclerosis. So pick up the story there. A prayer that goes to a dentist to get the mercury fillings out. And what happened?
Well, yes, I did. I found a dentist to safely remove my dental fillings slowly. But in addition to that, that's sort of the tip of the iceberg, doctor. As you well know, you have to also take certain supplements. Your body, you have to bring your body back to a place where it can excrete the mercury. And so you've got to take very high doses of vitamin C and B complex and vitamin E and many other sulfur-based products that bind to mercury in order to get rid of it. And it's a long process. It's not overnight. I mean, after all, this was one dental filling that acutely poisoned me. But I had 12 teeth filled with mercury for most of my life since I was a child. So I had chronic exposure to mercury daily. You know, there's no safe dose of mercury. It accumulates in the body if you get a teeny bit of mercury every single day, which is what happens from dental fillings. And it stores in the brain, and it stores in the fat tissues, and it stores in the kidney and the liver. And, you know, there is a genetic component here, and you can be tested for it. There's a test called an APOE blood test, which, in fact, is being used for Alzheimer's and people with dementia. Well, I was positive for that test. So that means that I have the genetic susceptibility not to be able to excrete heavy metals.
Is that sort of like the porphyrin test that they're using?
The urinary porphyrin test is a little bit different.
All right, fine.
That's a very good indication. It's a good biomarker for mercury toxicity. And, in fact, there's one laboratory in the United States which is going to be starting to use that urinary porphyrin test, and it's called Great Plains. And they're using it for children with autism. But I'd like to say one more thing. I mean, some of the illnesses that are linked to mercury toxicity from dental fillings are illnesses like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, lupus, multiple sclerosis, Sjogren's disease, thyroid disease, gastrointestinal problems, Raynaud's syndrome. But most people who have these illnesses have no clue that there's any relationship to mercury poisoning from their dental fillings because the medical profession says they're idiopathic. They don't know what causes them.
Well, that's a sure a great big use. I used to love to use that word. You've got idiopathic, neuritis, you know, and people say, Oh, I've got idiopathic neuritis. In fact, I'll never forget when I was told I had idiopathic neuritis. You know, because I knew what it meant. It means we don't know what is causing it. But go ahead.
Well, that's right. And I was told the same thing by the neurologist. In fact, I was told that by 5 neurologists. We don't know what causes these diseases. One of the top specialists in myasthenia gravis, who works at the Cleveland Clinic, wrote to me and said, we don't know what causes it, but it's not mercury from dental fillings. They are fearful of looking at this. I don't know why.
No, I will tell you because I used to be exactly that same situation, Freya, and I can remember when I first was told, you know, you should be getting the dental mercury out of your patients. I thought that was so ridiculous. I mean, after all, those fillings are there. They've always been there. And until I actually had the opportunity to see the smoking tooth, to actually talk to the people who'd done the scientific studies, you know, who'd actually filled the teeth on the sheep with radioactive iodine, probably radioactive mercury, and noticed where it went in the body, I thought it was ridiculous. And all of a sudden I had to say, I'm wrong. I'm going to have to begin listening to these people. These people have been telling me there's something wrong with mercury fillings. In the same way, the average doctor cannot believe that the vaccines he give that contain mercury are dangerous. Why, it's only just a little bit of mercury. There is no amount of mercury that's safe, and especially when you're giving 4 or 5 vaccines all at once and are all laden with mercury. And
well,
that's what we did for so many years.
I think there must be fearful of litigation. I can't imagine another reason.
Why they wouldn't
want to look at that, except perhaps maybe they'll feel guilty that they've been vaccinating these children all these years.
I think that they just don't want to believe it. I think we believe it, especially when the American Journal of Pediatrics and the pediatric organizations and the AMA says, why, this is one of the greatest accomplishments of all time. And that's absolutely true. I mean, doing away with smallpox and polio were great accomplishments. But now 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and about 1 in 6 American children has asthma, and I think it's a pretty poor trade-off. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and I've spoken to pediatricians about this, and their response recently is these illnesses, autism was just not properly diagnosed years ago. I know that when I was in school, if there had been an autistic child, we would have known it.
Sure.
And so it's just, it's incredible, and it is a crime to humanity, what has been done.
Well, I'll tell
not stop it. And I'd like to say, if any of the your listeners would like to see, and I invite doctors and dentists who may be listening, to see that video that you're referring to, Smoking Tooth, they can actually go to a website, which is www.iaomt.org. That's the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, the Scientific Mercury-Free Dental Organization, and they also have a list of mercury-free dentists throughout the United States and Europe, who you may, you know, your readers may check and see if they can find a mercury-free dentist in their area.
Well, of course, that's the www.iaomt. And that's the International Association
of Oral Medicine
and Toxicology. Right. And so, really, of course, you can actually go there and see the Smoking Tooth. We have videos that show it, but you can see that for nothing up there on the Internet and understand this is what's going on in your mouth all the time. Well, anyway, what happened to you? We never did get your full story. You went to the dentist, and what happened?
Yes. Well, I have a happy ending to my story. I had the fillings removed, and I continued to work with a physician, and I had gotten vitamin C IV drips and mineral drips and took 100 supplements a day for quite a long time. I changed my diet. I cut out all wheat, all sugar, coffee, liquor. No fun, but it helps you get well. And I eventually, very, very slowly, regained my health. I had drooping eyelids for 3.5 years. That was the myasthenia gravis. And interestingly enough, I did have all the biomarkers for these illnesses. I had an ANA titer of 10,000. That's an autoimmune titer that they see, as you well know, that they see in illnesses such as lupus and MS. I had antibodies to the acetylcholine receptor, which is what they see in myasthenia gravis. And after 9 years, those levels are finally normal. I never took a drug.
Are you rid of your drooping eyelids and all
this?
Yes,
and here's a website that everybody can go to take a look at my story and what I look like before and what I look like now. It's toxicteeth.org. It's Consumers for Dental Choice website. And on the right, you'll see a photograph of a woman who looks like she was beaten up, and it says, Mercury Amalgams did this to me. Click on that, and you'll read my story. And I'd like to just mention, when they go to that website, right on the home page, there's a little area there where you can report your mercury injury to the FDA MedWatch. You just click on that, and if you think you've been mercury poisoned or you know you have been, report it to the Food and Drug Administration, because they claim that there have only been 50 reports in all the years of mercury toxicity from dental amalgam. They say it's rare. It's not rare, because we received more than 2,000 comments which were submitted to the Food and Drug Administration during their September hearings. The stories are so poignant and painful to read because of what the public has gone through and suffered needlessly because of a common silver dental filling containing 50% mercury.
And, of course, I mean, as bad as the fillings are, and, of course, the contributing to the Alzheimer's disease, and I commented earlier that if you have Alzheimer's disease and the autopsy of brain, the Alzheimer's brains have 4 times the mercury in them that the average brain does. In other words, a normal brain would not have those levels of mercury, and so there's a very definite relationship between mercury and, of course, Alzheimer's disease. And as I see so many of the physicians I practice with and and knew and loved and worked with, and they're beginning to get dementia, and they're getting Alzheimer's disease, and some of them are even institutionalized, and it just breaks your heart. So if you have a question or comment, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest is Freya Koss, and, of course, she is a testimony to the fact that getting those fillings out can really transform your life. And her neurological conditions have all gone away, and she's really doing fine today. And she, of course, is working full-time in this, and she's the one who made the arrangements for Charlie Brown, Mr. Brown, to be on with us earlier. And of course, he couldn't stay the full hour, so she's on with us. And what we need are people who are willing to put in the time and the effort, because, you see, the other side has unlimited funds. And they have, of course, large staffs and a lot of government money that is being used to poison the American people. Now, some people don't know what they're doing, but there are other people that do. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to poison the people with mercury and chloride and certainly with aluminum and with MSG and aspartame and with genetically modified foods? Do you know a better way if you really hated America? It's so difficult for people to really believe this could going on today, but there really are people who hate America and everything we stand for. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling now. Let's see. Mike, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. We're going to have to get Freya back again. I'm afraid I cut Freya off. So, Mike, are you there? Well, it looks like I've cut everybody off. We've got Freya coming back, and Mike, if you'd like to call again. I pushed the wrong button, so if Mike wants to call, hopefully we're going to get Freya back on. But as incredible as it may seem, there really are people who know exactly what they're doing. So let's see, maybe this is Mike. Let's see who's on the line here. Who do we have?
It's Mike.
Okay, Mike, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about, it seems that mercury was actually illegalized a little over a century ago. I wanted to guess anything about that.
I don't know. It was legalized or illegalized?
Illegalized, because of its toxic effect.
All right, well, of course, it's been used in mining. Of course, when I went to medical school, it was used in sphygmomanometers. It was used in thermometers. It's been taken out of there. In the intervening years. So it's too toxic, of course, to put on the skin in the form of methylate, but it's all right to inject into our children. When we give them their vaccines, and we're specifically giving it to pregnant women in the first trimester, why would you possibly recommend something like that? That doesn't make sense unless you want it to do harm. And until people can actually understand that there really are wicked, evil people out there who want to do harm, so much of what's going on doesn't make any sense. Do you have any other thoughts or questions, Mike?
Well, the way they took methylate off the shelf, it was so quiet, nobody ever knew it. I never thought about it.
I didn't either. I just, one day I was told, hey, you can't get methylate anymore. And I'm scratching my head. I'm so busy, I don't have time to worry about it. But, okay, we've got Freya back on, so I'm going to put Freya on the line here. Hi, Freya. Have we got you there? Freya?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry I cut you off there.
Right.
Okay, do you have anything else, Mike? Mike, are you there? I guess we lost Mike. Well,
I actually didn't hear Mike's question.
All right, fine. Well, he was just saying that, he thought they'd taken the methylate and mercurochrome off the shelves, but nobody ever said anything about it. And I'll have to admit, I didn't know why they'd taken it off. Well, let's go to John, who's calling from San Diego. Hi, John. How are you doing?
I just have a question. I have several teeth that have dental amalgam in them, and I have no signs of neurological conditions. So I just wanted to know, will I be getting those? Can I predict that I will acquire?
All right. Fred, what would you tell John?
I would say, I was 42, and I didn't think I had any symptoms either. mean, I had a few things occur during the years which I didn't associate with my feelings, but now I do. I mean, you may be just fine, John. I don't know how old you are. How old are you?
Well, the fact that I've had them for 30 years, I guess I'm trying to make a point that not all individuals with dental amalgam restorations will obtain or acquire a neurological disorder.
You're absolutely right. But the thing is that you never know whether you are going to get it or not. And the thing is really some people can excrete their mercury. Other people can't. And you don't know whether you can or not, but I know I have lots of friends, you know, who were really refined until they got up into their 60s, and then suddenly they began to get dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and, you may be able to get through your whole life with never having a problem, or you may actually, of course, develop the symptoms, and you, of course, by then it's too late.
There is one comment that was really correct, and that is, it's more harmful in many cases to remove the dental amalgam restoration for many reasons. And one reason is obviously trauma to the tooth. You heat up the tooth and that can cause irreversible pulpitis eventually. Another one is removing additional tooth structure as a result of the removal of the dental amalgam. In general, intact, non-defective amalgam restorations are much better off staying where they are, contrary to the topic as it's being discussed by the guests that have been on the show.
And are you a dentist?
I am.
All right, fine. Well, there would be some dentists who would very, very strongly disagree with that. Do you still use mercury?
Oh, it's a perfectly adequate restorative material. And another issue is you will be depriving many of the underserved of the population of the United States from receiving any dental restorative procedure. In other words, there will be significantly more loss of teeth in various segments of the population that would otherwise benefit from an amalgam restoration if this proposed plan that you have to ban dental amalgam were to occur. So.
Well, could I ask you to check both sides? Have you read the points made by the people who say we should ban dental amalgam?
Are you talking about the one that had to do with the the Food and Drug Administration?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to stay on the line, would you? If I sent you a four-tape set, would you actually listen to it all the way through?
Oh, sure.
And, of course, would you read the full length of the report? If I gave you the link to it, for the hearings that were held in Washington, D.C., there were about 240 pages, committee, I'm going to put you on the line, and I hope that you'll check the facts out, and then you'll make an intelligent decision. You, like me, have spent your whole life believing what I believe is untrue. You believe it's true. Let's have a discourse. Let me get you some information from intelligent people, and then, of course, challenge you to look it through, and I'm going to just put you on hold, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, fine.
Bye-bye.
Freya, I want to thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Freya, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, fine. I'm going to ask our producer to go ahead and get John's telephone number, address, and we'll get the information off to him. God bless you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for this program.
Bye-bye. Well, we seem to have lost John. If he's out there, why, of course, he'll call back, and we will go ahead and get the information to him. If you read, of course, the results of these hearings in Washington, D.C., where, of course, it was a stacked panel, and still the stacked panel came out against the mercury, and, of course, we hope many of you out there will want to get our four tape sets on mercury. And, of course, where we're talking with professors of chemistry, who understand the terrible toxic effects of this. We hope that many of you want to get the DVDs we have. One of them is called the Smoking Tooth. One of them is called Thimerosal. And then, of course, you'll want to get the other material that we have on the dangers, certainly, of the mercury. The mercury they're putting in our fillings, the mercury, of course, that they're certainly of putting in the vaccines. I believe they're poisoning the American people. Our caller, John, dentist says there's nothing wrong with it. And yet if you look at the statistics, why, of course, the dentists are having, many times they're the real victims of this because it begins to affect their minds. They have one of the highest incidences of suicide. The dental technicians have a very, very high incidence of abortion and miscarriage and fertility problems. Because certainly mercury has a profound impact on fertility. That's one reason I believe that, of course, is being left in the vaccines we're giving to third world children, even though we've taken out of childhood vaccines. In the United States, probably one of the best things we have available is Dr. Ayoub's talk on the dangers of mercury. And if you get his talk, which is available certainly both on DVD and on video, but if you get it, we send you free of charge a CD-ROM that has literally thousands of pages of research material on it. And we would challenge you to check this out, to get the information and decide for yourself. So certainly Dr. Ayoub's talk is entitled Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. You can actually pull that down for nothing up on the Internet, but you won't get the CD-ROM, and you get the CD-ROM from us. We have 2 4-tape sets. We have 2 specific DVDs on this subject, and we hope that you'll want to get this as well as so much of the other material, which is available from Radio Liberty. We carry, of course, a book on the mercury called Evidence of Harm. And then to put things into their overall perspective, we do hope that many of you will want to go ahead and get our population control reduction DVD. It's called Planned Population Reduction, and it's available in DVD or in video. Planned Population Reduction, if you can stand hearing me talk for 2.25 hours, a lot of great information. We have a 4-tape set on population control. We have a video on population control. And we have a monograph on population control, very short. It's available for nothing up on our Internet site at RadioLiberty.com. Let me mention, of course, that you can actually get Radio Liberty 9 hours a day. If you go to Global Star and then type in 4. Global Star, once you get to the site, go 4. You can listen to our full 24-hour uplink with Joyce Riley, Power Hour, Stan Monteith, Radio Liberty, Chuck Chris Meyer, and Pastor Butch Palm. So we have our own answer to Howard Stern, and we're not going to have to worry about IMAs, but you can get our programs on our network 24 hours a day at Global Star 4. If you want to get there easily, you simply go to my website at RadioLiberty.com, click on Listen Live, go over to the left side, and where it says Global Star, click on that, or where it says Listen Live, and you can listen live 24 hours a day. You won't get much accomplished, but you'll get a lot of great information. Begin making your preparation for the difficult times that lie ahead. You certainly want to get our video on the hidden secret, DVD or video on the hidden secret. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.